new study identifies factors influencing wolf viewing opportunities in Denali National Park. Seeing a wolf has long been a draw for Denali visitors, but it's become increasingly rare to sight the predators along the park road. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The study conducted by Park Service and university researchers looked at Denali wolf harvest and sighting data from a 17-year span, including 10 years when there was a no wolf kill buffer zone on state land bordering Denali's northeastern perimeter, an area where often viewed packs commonly roam. Denali National Park Science and Resources team leader Dave Schierkauer says research shows wolf viewing was better during the buffer years.
The buffer was in place from 2000 to 2010, and during the time the buffer was in place, visitors were almost twice as likely to see wolves than during the period when the buffer was not in place.
Schierkauer says the buffer was one of three primary drivers of wolf viewing success identified through statistical analysis.
The proximity of den sites to the park road explained the most effect on the sighting index. The presence of the buffer ranked second, and the third, which only accounted for 15% of the effect, was the number of wolves harvested in the previous year.
Schierkauer says an average of five park-based wolves were reported killed by people annually throughout the study time frame, indicating the buffer helped protect wolves seen along the park road. Denali wolf advocate Rick Steiner credits the study, which found a similar correlation in Montana's Yellowstone National Park, with scientifically linking wolf harvest with decreased viewing opportunity.
We have known this for many years, but this is the first actual quantitative confirmation of that, and so it's very useful. It's good.
Steiner faults the study for failing to connect harvest with a broader decline of Denali's wolf population to record lows of about 50 animals, citing a single trapping incident that had a cascade effect.
The 2012 Grant Creek debacle, where one significant breeding female was killed. The pack did not pup, they didn't den, they dispersed, and they dropped from 17 to 3 wolves that summer.
Steiner says a similar scenario played out last year with the East Fork pack. The park's Schierkauer contends non-harvest drivers are also at work.
Many years of low snowpack, the location and availability of prey, and other things that we don't understand yet.
What we're seeing in Denali right now is often the case of a naturally functioning ecosystem, if you will.
State Game Board member Nate Turner lives, hunts, and traps in the Denali region. Turner says it's common for wolves to undergo localized population cycles.
Denali right now, I would say, is in low density equilibrium, where you have a low density of prey populations and limited viability for increase in predator populations.
The park-funded wolf study was inspired by Alaska Board of Game questions about the effectiveness of the Denali buffer. The board has reached the end of a self-imposed moratorium on consideration of buffer proposals and will accept them at an interior issues meeting next year. The park's Schierkauer expects the agency to submit one while Steiner is pursuing federal acquisition of the buffer area. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.